Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. ISRO successfully completes SpaceX mission's de-docking, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration. Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav inaugurates Yoga Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi. Holi celebrations begin in different parts of the country with great fervour. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in parts of Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh today. And in WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Gujarat Giants in eliminator match in Mumbai this evening. The Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, has successfully completed the undocking of two satellites, part of the space docking experiment SpaceX mission, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration journey. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has congratulated ISRO for its successful demonstration of the undocking experiment as part of the SpaceX mission. In his post on the social media site X, the minister said, it will pave the way for the smooth conduct of ambitious future missions, including the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, Chandrayaan 4 and Gaganyaan. More from our correspondent.
The successful undocking of SpaceX satellites marks a significant milestone in India's space journey. Autonomous docking and undocking are key technologies for future satellite servicing, space station operations, and deep space exploration. This advanced capabilities to dock and undock in space is considered pivotal for future space missions, including landing on Moon, collecting sample, and returning to Earth. The primary goal of SpaceX mission is now accomplished. India has now become the fourth country after USA, Russia, and China to master this technology. SpaceX mission has now demonstrated ISRO's capabilities in electric power transfer between two spacecraft moving in space and the use of an advanced satellite positioning system to ensure precise maneuvering in orbit. The functionality of payloads after undocking is vital for operations in future missions. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will reach out to the global community in New Delhi today ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. Through the event, the government aims to highlight the transformative potential of Waves as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. More than 100 ambassadors and high commissioners will outline opportunities for a synergistic approach in the media and entertainment sector during the event. The first edition of the Waves Summit is scheduled to be held from the 1st to the 4th of May in Mumbai. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various developmental projects worth 146 crore rupees in his Lok Sabha constituency of Gandhinagar, Gujarat, this afternoon. These projects are related to railways, roadways and healthcare. Mr. Shah highlighted India's remarkable progress, especially in infrastructure development. The minister said India now possesses the second longest road network and the third largest metro network in the world. He also lauded the transformative development in Gujarat. On the occasion, Mr. Shah announced the government's plan to set up a new 500-bed hospital in the Sanand area and a new civil hospital in Gandhinagar. Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav today inaugurated Yoga Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi to mark the 100-day countdown to the 11th International Yoga Day, which will be held on the 21st of June across the globe. On the occasion, the minister also announced that within 100 days, 10 significant events will be organized in different parts of the country. He added that under these events, Yog Exchange Program with 10 partner countries will be conducted. Mr. Jadhav informed that Yog Sangam Program will be organized at 10,000 locations in the country.
दस इवेंट के माध्यम से अलग अलग जगह पे योगा के कार्यक्रम होंगे, वहाँ के लोगों को वहाँ पर उसमें सम्मिलित किया जाएगा। यहाँ पर योगा एक दिन करने से काम नहीं होगा कि सिर्फ एक ही दिन को होगा, कि हर दिन लोगों ने योगा करना चाहिए। इसके लिए भी हम सभी छोटे गांव के पंचायत हो, नगर पालिका हो या महानगर पालिका में भी जो खुले मैदान होते हैं योगा के लिए आरक्षित, और वहाँ पर हर रोज योगा का आयोजन कैसा होगा, इसके लिए भी आज ये 100 दिन में हम सभी लोगों को प्रोत्साहित करें।
Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, has said the central government is committed to empowering young people through strategic policies and initiatives aligning with the vision of making India a developed nation by 2047. Speaking at an event under the Vikasit Bharat Yuva Connect initiative at Kashmir University last evening, Dr. Mandavia emphasized the crucial role of youth in shaping India's future. A report.
Dr. Mansukh Mandavia outlined the government's commitment to youth empowerment, citing key policy decisions and budget allocations that focus on education, skill development and employment generation. He stressed these initiatives are designed to equip young people with the necessary tools to contribute meaningfully to the Viksit Bharat. Vice Chancellor of the University of Kashmir, Professor Niloufar Khan, in her speech, encouraged students to take small, impactful steps owing to their potential to be a catalyst for positive change. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Holi, the festival of colours, will be celebrated tomorrow across the country. Delhiites are bursting with enthusiasm and excitement at the festival. People of the city are flooding shops to stock up on unique accessories that promise to make their Holi celebration bigger, brighter and more fun than ever before. More from our correspondent.
Streets are lined with temporary stalls offering pitchkaris, colours, herbal gulal and others. Eateries are also rolling out special menus to celebrate the season. Holika Dahan will be celebrated today evening, symbolising the triumph of good over evil. Talking to Akashwani News, head of the Department of Dermatology in All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, Dr. Kaushal Verma, advised people to use natural colours and avoid synthetic colours during the celebrations.
It is generally advised as well that the people should play only with dry colors and not with the wet colors, because dry colors can be washed off easily and wet colors will stay on the skin for a longer duration. Also, try to use the natural colors which are made of plant and plant materials, maybe roots and the flowers, which gives the natural color and also less harmful. Synthetic colors should be avoided because they have the heavy metals like lead, mercury, silica and even say sometimes copper, which can be harmful to the skin. They need to be avoided.
Meanwhile, security has been tightened at different locations across the city. The Delhi police has deployed hundreds of personnel across the national capital in view of the festival. Special teams have been deployed at various checkpoints to ensure that there is no unauthorized or drunken driving. With Anupam Mishra, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, celebration of Holi has begun in the Braj region and Varanasi. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will attend the Holika Dahan Shobha Yatra in Gorakhpur today. The joy of Holi is at its peak in Madhya Pradesh. Special decorations have been made for Holi in all the major temples, including Mahakal. More from our correspondent.
In the Mahakaleshwar temple in Ujjain, only herbal gulal will be offered to Lord Mahakaleshwar during the Holi festival. Caring and playing with colors and gulal in the Mahakal temple, including Sanctum Sanctorum, Nandi Mandapam and the entire temple premises, will be completely prohibited. In view of Holi, strict security arrangements have been made in the state. Special security arrangements have been made in the sensitive areas. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The Holi festival in Uttarakhand's Kumaon region is in full swing, embracing its rich traditional essence. The vibrant spirit of Phalguni festivities has reached its peak, with the soulful melodies of Baithaki Holi now giving way to the energetic rhythms of Khadi Holi. Our correspondent reports that the mountain settlements are immersed in the festival, resonating with the beats of traditional instruments and splash of colors.
Baithi Holi, which began on Basant Panchmi in the month of Magh, is set to conclude with an explosion of colors and joy. For the past month, temples, community halls and homes have echoed with classical Holi songs, blending devotional and romantic themes. Now the electrifying enthusiasm of Khadi Holi has taken over. The festival has brought vibrant celebrations to villages and towns across Almora, Nainital, Bageshwar and Pithoragarh. Dressed in traditional attire, Holiyas are dancing to the rhythmic beats of dhol and majiras, filling the air with their melodic Holi songs. According to locals, Kumau's unique Holi tradition dates back to the reign of the Chand dynasty. Each year, traditional Holiyas gather to keep their age-old tradition, cultural legacy alive, ensuring that the spirit of Kumauni Holi continues to thrive. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In Punjab, the festival of Hola Mohalla has started with religious fervour and traditional gaiety at Takht Shri Keshgarh Sahib in Anandpur Sahib, located in Ropar district today. It will continue until March the 15th. The celebrations were established by the 10th Sikh Guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, in the late 17th century as a way to showcase Sikh martial skills and promote community unity. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers at different railway stations in Delhi NCR. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay informed that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at the New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations.
400 से ज्यादा स्पेशल ट्रेन का संचालन किया जा रहा है. इसके अलावा जो और रेलवे के द्वारा जैसे ECR है, ईस्ट सेंट्रल रेलवे, नॉर्थ सेंट्रल रेलवे, सदर्न रेलवे, ऐसे अलग अलग जो रेलवे जोन है उनके द्वारा जो ट्रेन चलाई जाएंगी नॉर्दर्न रेलवे की तरफ वो अलग है. नई दिल्ली रेलवे स्टेशन पर करीब करीब 26,000 स्क्वायर फीट का होल्डिंग एरिया डेवलप किया गया है. इसी प्रकार से आनंद विहार में 5,000 स्क्वायर फीट का होल्डिंग कम टिकटिंग एरिया बनाया गया है.
The Bombay Stock Exchange and the National Stock Exchange will be closed for trading tomorrow in observance of the Holi festival. Trading in the equity, equity derivatives, securities lending and borrowing and currency derivatives segments will also remain suspended tomorrow. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh today. IMD said Delhi, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied by gusty winds today. Weather conditions in these regions are likely to remain the same during the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department has also predicted heat wave in Vidarbha, Odisha and Gujarat today. Russia said today that its operation to eject Ukrainian forces from the western region of Kursk has entered its final stage 7 months after Ukraine launched a surprise attack and seized part of its territory. Russian Chief of Staff General Valery Gerasimov said that 430 Ukrainian troops had been captured. Yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin visited Kursk for the first time since Ukrainian forces seized some territory in the region. In squash, India's Veeravan Senthil Kumar has bowed out of the Australian Open 2025 in Brisbane, Australia. He faced a 1-3 defeat to Scotland's Greg Lobun in the pre-quarterfinal this afternoon. Senthil Kumar lost the first game 8-11, but levelled the match by taking the second 11-7. However, Lobun edged past Senthil Kumar in the next two games, winning 12-10 and 11-9. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants in the eliminator match at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Delhi Capitals have already secured their place in the final of the tournament by topping the overall standings with 10 points. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO successfully completes SpaceX mission's de-docking, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration. Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav inaugurates Yoga Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi. Holi celebrations begin in different parts of the country with great fervor. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in parts of Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh today. And in WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Gujarat Giants in eliminator match in Mumbai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.